CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Can somebody please finish up the string beans?
Well, if nobody else wants them, certainly not going to throw them out. And you know what I think is that we ought to discuss Thanksgiving. If you're having all your folks over here, you certainly should make some plans. Thanksgiving is next week.
I know. I've been so busy since we got back getting into a routine again.
Mm.
Just the thought of having a house full of people and all the cooking and dishes.
Well, just the same, dear. We brought back presents for everyone, and it seems like a good time to give them out. We'll all be together.
Yeah, I think Mother and Dad expect to be asked.
Yes, I do, too, which means we'll have to ask your sister, too.
Oh.
And so with Dorothy and Harry and Buddy, that's five right there.
Yeah.
And if my mother comes...
I'll get it. Look, no dessert for me. Just some coffee.
All right. Done. Or something?
Yeah.
I'll have to order a turkey tomorrow,
yeah.
Then.
Mm-hmm. Well, we better find out if everyone can come first.
Yeah, I will. But I imagine they'll all come since we haven't seen them for so long. They'll want to hear all about our trip to Europe.
Thanks for calling. Okay, well, look, hurry up, get the dishes done by the time I get back.
Get back? Where are you going? What's the matter?
Joe Blaisdell down at the drugstore. All our films are ready.
And the movie ones, too?
Yeah, everything, he said. He said they came in on a late delivery, and he knew that we'd be anxious to see them. So, step on it. I'll be back in 20 minutes.
This is Galen Drake. You know, it's kind of silly to be walking around all day when you've got muscular pain. Why don't you just rub it away the modern, greaseless way with New Minute Rub? New Minute Rub will get at that deep down pain and fast. It won't burn your skin and it's not greasy like, oh, some of those old-fashioned strong-smelling remedies. Minute Rub smells good, feels cool, and yet it relieves bone-deep muscular soreness. Now, it's greaseless, you know. It won't stain, won't mess up clothing or bed linens either. And by the way, Minute Rub is great for cold misery, too. Try it once and you'll never be without it. Minute Rub.
No, don't grab.
Well, how did they turn out? Are they any good?
I just looked at a couple of them, and they were wonderful. I didn't have time to stand down there in the drugstore and go over the whole bunch, you know, but I did take a treat.
Spread them out on the dining room table.
Yeah.
I got it all cleared off.
Well, there's four envelopes full here.
Oh, dump them all out on the table, honey. I'll try to separate them by countries.
And
I guess that's the best thing.
Look, I'll get the projector set up so we can see the movies, too.
Yeah, all right, fine. Wonderful. Is this all?
Yeah.
Oh, good heavens, we certainly took more pictures than this.
Well, I don't know. Joe said they were all there, everything we turned in to be developed. I thought we took more than that, too.
Well, it seems to me we did nothing but take pictures all the time, forever, putting new film in. Do you suppose we lost some?
Well, I don't know. Let's see what we got.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Oh, this is exciting.
Yeah.
I don't seem to be on any of them.
Oh, sure you are. I saw one with you on it. Where was it, Phil? Oh, yeah, taken in front of Anne Hathaway's cottage.
Oh, it's just terrible of me.
Well,
yeah.
Go to Anne Hathaway's cottage. That's the main thing, isn't it?
Oh, is that? Have you got the snapshots at all? Yes, right here, Anne. They're been sorting them.
Oh, goodness, I'm dying to see them.
Well, you suppose we took this? I don't even recognize it.
Oh, I don't seem to be on any of them.
Oh, sure you are.
Oh, here's one. In front of the Palace of Versailles. Is you?
Well, you can't even see it's me. It could be anybody. Who took it?
I took it.
I'm not even sure it is me. It's a little speck in the middle of the snapshot.
Well, the idea was to take a picture of the palace, and I had to stand way back to get as much in as I could.
Well, the one day my hair really looked nice, remember?
Mm-hmm.
I washed it and put it up the night before in Paris.
Yes, I remember. It looked lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad you don't show him.
Yes.
Goodness, I don't recognize half these pictures.
No, I don't either.
This old bridge, where was that? Why did they take a picture of this statue? Who is it?
Have you got the picture?
Yeah, we got them. Come on.
In the dining room, Betsy, looking at them.
I certainly thought we took more pictures than this.
Where are the ones I'm on?
Boy, you're all alike, you women.
Oh.
house?
Might as well have stayed home and just snapped pictures of you.
No.
The idea, as I recall, was to get shots of things we saw in Europe.
Aren't I on any of them?
You certainly are. In fact, Betsy seems to be on most of them.
Well, Aunt Effie, I thought it was important for Betsy to be in
of course.
As many as possible. Then she'll remember the trip better as she grows up. Here's a good one of you. I snapped in a gondola in Venice. See?
Oh,
yes.
There
you both are at the Fountain of Trevi in Rome. See, Aunt Effie, you're on that one, too. I took that one, I think.
Yeah, hey. Look, where was this? I don't recognize this at all.
Is that Pompeii? Yes, that's Pompeii, dear.
That's Pompeii?
One of the old temples. I think that's you, isn't
no.
it?
No. Isn't that you? Hadrian's Villa.
No, it isn't. That's your own forum, Mommy.
Oh, is that the
Roman forum?
Yes, I guess it is. I think it is.
Right. By golly, we should have labeled them, you know.
Well, how can you label each snapshot until you see it?
Well, at least we should have made a list of what pictures we took.
I think we all... Here's a terrible one of you, dear. Look at that, dear.
Oh?
Awful on that, aren't you?
Boy.
Well, so wait, now we just have to figure out where everything... Oh, look!
What?
Look at this one. The picture you took of a leaning tower of Pisa. Look at it.
What's the matter with it? Let me see.
Look at it. You apparently slanted your camera to get a good picture of the tower, so the tower seems to be straight and everything else is leaning.
No,
look at that.
Even the people standing nearby are leaning.
Very funny.
Oh.
Look, let me try and sort everything by countries. Maybe we'll know better what things are.
Yeah, you do that, and I'll get the movie projector set up so Betsy can see the movies before it's bedtime.
Oh, yes? Am I on the movie?
Well, I hope so. All I can say is I hope you're all on the movies and you enjoy watching your own trip. Okay, turn out the lights. Go on. Now, get the lights out.
Which one is this going to be, dear?
I don't know. I just picked one at random. After we've seen them all, I'll have to spend time cutting and splicing them together.
I can't wait to see them.
I can't either. Not focused.
Just a second.
No. Try it again. There. That's good. Leave it there, dear. Leave it.
What
is that?
Here I
am.
You guessed the rail.
Where
am I?
There you are. Well, there you were, dear. Whoever took these moved the camera around too fast.
You took them. I was seasick, if you recall.
Oh, that's
right.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
What's the matter? What's that?
I don't know.
Something must be wrong with the projector. Why is half the film blocked out?
I can't see anything at all. Yeah.
Stop the projector, dear. There must be something wrong.
No, I don't think so. No, I got the projector threaded all right. Must be in the film.
Good heavens, don't tell me the film was defective.
Oh.
Start it again, dear. Maybe it was just in that one part. Let it run on a bit. Maybe there's something.
Oh.
That's terrible. Can't see anything but one corner.
Yeah. Do you suppose there was something wrong with the movie camera?
No, there shouldn't be. It worked all right before, before we left. We took pictures of Bobby, remember? They turned out fine.
Well, I'll bet the film was defective.
Mm-hmm.
Why, if all the movie film we bought was defective, that means we haven't any movies at all of our trip.
Awful.
Look at that. It just keeps going up. Three-fourths blacked out.
All right, now, don't get excited. I'll take this one off, and I'll get out one of the other reels and
see. Didn't you go to some camera shop where you got the film cheaper, wholesale or something?
Look, it doesn't matter. The film was perfectly good.
It doesn't matter. It wasn't. There, now, you see? You're always so crazy to get something wholesale. So, the guy showed you a bunch of movie film that was probably too old or something.
No, well...
And now we have no movies of our European.
Well, all right, now, just keep your shirt on, will you? Let me try the other.
Never pay.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. CBS Radio's Bob and Ray recently announced some exciting plans for the fast-approaching 1960-61 broadcast season. If all goes well, they'll introduce you to such guests as Mrs. Thorne Mapes, whose harrowing story of her 39-hour entrapment in a homemade weight-reducing chair aroused do-it-yourselfers from coast to coast. You'll also hear veteran character actor Fuzzy Cooperman relive some of his famous roles, such as his unforgettable and heartwarming portrayal of the Egg in The Egg and I. Along about mid-July of 1961, Bob and Ray have booked Trixie and Maxine, who perform on their celebrated musical chairs just as they did in their act that rocked the palace at the turn of the 19th century. Remember, you'll meet these and more in the 1960-61 season of the Bob and Ray Show. Of course, if you can't wait, you might try listening to the boys tonight. Who's on the show? Well, they haven't decided yet. You'll find them in CBS Radio's Comedy Time, Bob and Ray, alongside Amos and Andy, Andy Griffith, and Burns and Allen, each weeknight. Listen and laugh.
Well, that's it.
Well, I must say, the ones where the film was good are just fine.
Well, it makes me just sick. Oh, nearly half of them aren't any good at all. Just a corner showing, the rest of it a black blob. Well, we have almost nothing of Windsor Castle or Fontainebleau or St. Mark's Square in Venice. Well, I know I took 50 feet of Venice alone. The bridges, the gondolas, I know I did.
Yeah, well, certainly a darn shame, that's for sure.
Well, you go down tomorrow and you speak to the man who sold you the film.
Look.
I'll bet he just pounded off some old film on you, honey.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. All the places you've mentioned, Windsor, Fontainebleau, Venice. Look, you must have taken all those. I wasn't even with you at Fontainebleau.
What's your point?
Well, no, wait a minute. It seems to me that all the film is no good are the ones that you took.
Oh, that's a nice thing to say. What do you mean by that?
By golly, just a second. Just a second. Wait, I want you to show me something. Where's the movie camera?
Oh, nice thing to say, really.
Oh, no, I just want to try something. Here, you take the camera. Hold that camera now.
What are you talking about?
Well, show me how you took the picture.
I know how to run a movie camera.
Well, never mind that. Hold it up, though, as though you're running it.
All right.
Take a picture of me.
Yep.
Hold it up.
All right, I am. All right, there.
Oh, I thought so. Look at the way you're holding it.
But she's holding it the same way you do.
But she certainly is not. I do not hold my hand across the lens. Look at you. You got your third and fourth fingers right smack across the lens.
What lens?
What lens? What do you think records the picture?
Well, where is it?
Where is it? It's right there.
I didn't know that was the lens.
What did you think it was?
I don't know. I never thought about it.
Boy, I tell you, you women, you buy a car, you expect it to run without gas. You have a movie camera, you don't even know how it works.
Well, if you would have let me run it once in a while at home, but no. Ever since we've ever gotten, you always insisted on running it. I'd break it or something, you said. That's
where
you
did
said.
You think the lens was? Just a funny,
now,
huh?
Now, there's no sense crying over spilt milk. What's done is done. We do have a lot of wonderful pictures anyhow.
I know, but golly.
I know this was a lens.
All right, never mind. Look, now, sit down. Sit down, both of you, see? I was trying to explain. Sit down. The basic principle of photography. Now, this is the lens. This is what takes the picture. Okay?
Good things begin to happen whenever you have good hot candle soup.
Feeling weary, Mother? You need a break. A good hot soup break. Campbell's chicken with rice soup makes good things begin to happen. Good appetite happens. You'll enjoy the good taste of fluffy white rice and luscious pieces of plump chicken in rich golden broth. Soup cheers you up, perks you up. Be sure you have your soup today. Campbell's chicken with rice soup. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch, with Margaret Hamilton and Francie Meyer, and is produced by Walter Hart.